New from Joyce Meyer, available now wherever books are sold, or visit us online at joycemeyer.org. Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
A1 Auto Care of Hope Sound is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Dave and Esther Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message. Open your Bibles to 1 John, the Gospel of 1 John and chapter 3. That's where we'll start this morning. But the title of this message, as we continue in our series entitled Dominion, and I pray that you've been able to listen and receive the other messages that we've had thus far. If not, they are available on CD or on DVD. And I know that they'll enrich your life. This is part 4 of the Dominion series, and I've entitled this message this morning, God's Masterpiece. Tell somebody beside you, you are God's masterpiece. The tragedy with that is that so many, even perhaps here today, don't really feel or believe that. That's why the Word of God comes to convince us, to transform us, to change us. Amen. The first statement I want to make is that when man puts a limit on what he can be, he has already put a limit on what he will be. When you allow either yourself, others, environment, circumstances to place a limit on what you can be, you've already placed a limit on what you will be. Usually, the greatest obstacle or challenge is that of money, wouldn't you say? People spend their whole life, you know, working more than anything else, but oftentimes not having enough or not becoming fully what God purposed because they put a limit. I can't do it because I don't have. But when you put that limit on you, on what you can be, you've already put a limit on what you will be. Today, we're going to endeavor to unravel some things and take some limitations off. Tell somebody, take the limitations off. First of all, in your mind. We get it backwards sometimes. We try to take the limitation off in the environment. We try to see something or, you know, something to encourage us or something to believe in outside of ourselves when it has to start with how you think. Okay? God created man by speaking to himself. In other words, God put a piece of him, some of him, into the first man, Adam, so Adam would be like him, and he shared his life with Adam. Tell somebody, God has shared his life with you. If you've never studied Genesis concerning creation, take a real good look at how God created animals, what he said, versus how he created man and what he said. Tell somebody, you're his masterpiece. As a matter of fact, for 6 days, God prepared everything. You know, it's like Thanksgiving. You know, all the fixings on the table and everything, bringing everything out. And then they bring out the bird. You know, they bring out the main course. Ham, whatever it is. You know, you bring out the main course. But you prepare everything for the masterpiece. God created everything, prepared everything, all of nature, everything. As a matter of fact, when he created the man, his house outside of his body was God's creation. Of course, we can't live outdoors now, you know, with all the curse of the elements and all of that stuff. But then his roof was God's canopy, you know, the stars and the trees and all the different things that God created were his home, his abode, his paradise. And God put a piece of or a portion of him in the man. He shared his life, and it became the man's life. Now, that particular life that God intended for all of his children was distorted to a great degree, destroyed and impeded by the devil through Adam's disobedience. Amen? It was destroyed, distorted, impeded. Man became a shell of what God created him to be. But let's start. Let me give you one more statement here. Satan came into the lives of Adam and Eve. Now understand, one of the major things he came to do is to minimize them. They were created in God's image, likeness. There was a glory. When he deceived them, he minimized them. He sought to destroy their potential, what they were capable of becoming. So he wanted to minimize. You ever felt like whether it's the system or somebody you know, perhaps a boss on the job, you ever felt like someone's trying to minimize you? Just, you know, now I know there are protocols, there's authority chains, there are levels of authority and things you have to kind of go up a ladder, so to speak. But it's a difference when someone's trying to minimize you, trying to, you know, limit you because they are afraid of you or they don't want you to take their job. They see your potential. Well, the devil saw these things in the man and in the woman, and he sought to minimize, to nullify, to cancel, to destroy their potential. And if he is successful to any degree, and if we are honest, in the course of our life, there have been times where he's been successful to some degree of minimizing you, nullifying some things, destroying some things. If he's successful to any degree, what it makes you feel like is that you are worthless, or if not worthless, incapable. That goes back to our first statement. When a man puts a limit on what he can be, he's put a limit on what he will be. And that's the strategy of hell. Most of us in here, I would suspect, that are born again and have walked with the Lord any length of time, have no mind of turning back. You just ain't going back. You don't have a mind. It doesn't even enter your mind to go back. Go back to what? Ain't nothing behind me but darkness. I can't even see back there. You don't even remember a lot of stuff back there. But you don't have a mind to. But so the enemy knows that. You ain't going nowhere. So he'll try this old plan. Minimize. Nullify. Destroy. You see, because the devil knows you are God's masterpiece. Do you know that man is the best that the earth knows? The best on the earth. But see, people don't act like that. Many times they don't understand that. That you are fashioned and shaped by God himself. A part of God is in you. And in the earth dimension, you are his representation. You are distinctly different from everything else. Hello? Everything else. As a matter of fact, we are so unique that nobody in here or in any church this Sunday morning or in any country, nation, community, city is just like you. That's how much of a masterpiece you are. Tell somebody, I am an original. See, now the devil, through trial and test, through persecution, through affliction, through criticism, tries to make you feel worthless or inadequate, or you don't measure up. I got some good news for you today. In 1 John chapter 3 and verse number 8, the Bible says this: he that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. Now look at this part. It says, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So in other words, Jesus is manifested to come and take that minimizing off of your life, to take that sense of worthlessness and inadequacy off of your life. Come on, that's the purpose why Jesus came, to destroy, to loosen, to unfasten, to break, amen, to do away with the works of the devil. You're not a copy. You are an original. There's two destroyers in the world, Satan and Jesus. Satan came to destroy your life, and Jesus came to destroy his works. Amen. Two destroyers. Now, in Genesis chapter 3, let's go to that book of Genesis. Chapter 3, and let's start at verse 1. We know this portion of Scripture, but let's take a look at it. Now, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the tree, of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. The serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. In movies, let me say it that way. Let's take a little stroll through movies. In movies, when you have, let's say, art or expensive art, if people try to steal it, and I've seen movies like this, you probably have too, where what they have to do, they have to cover it up. They have to cover the original with another painting. And that's the way they kind of smuggle them. You know, when they get to where they're going, they peel off the cover up. Well, when Adam and Eve decided to do what God told them not to, of course we know they fell away from an original beauty, an original masterpiece. And the first thing they did, they wanted to cover themselves up now. Now, all of this, of course, we know was the devil's doing. Now, let me just give you a definition of masterpiece, just what a masterpiece is. And this is just a short definition from out of Webster's, but it says, a work done with extraordinary skill, a supreme achievement. The Sistine Chapel in Rome, the whole of it is painted by Michelangelo, and that is known as his masterpiece. Okay, very, very expensive. All right, so in the garden, Adam and Eve became professional cover-ups, fake masterpieces. They took on something fake. Let me tell you something. The devil wants to fake you out. Come on, I said, the enemy, that's his strategy. He can't get you out. He can't get you out there back in the taverns or the nightclubs and all that stuff. He can't get you back there. So in your course of destiny, he attempts to fake you out.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 4 of this series entitled Dominion, God's Masterpiece. 1 John 3:8 states, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Christ defeated the devil on the cross. Satan threw everything he had at Christ, but he was not successful. Because of Christ, we possess all that we need to defeat the enemy. Our victory begins with how we think, and more importantly, as saints of God, we have to take the limitations off our minds. As the scripture says, we are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.